Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the catch-up. Luke Bradnam with you today on the show. Brayden Murphy, Senior Sergeant, joins us to talk about people trying to dodge their way in shady manners to get into the state. We'll talk about that. Arc up calls as to when you've tried to sneak into something. Steve Smith is in the news and in the money, mate. Wait till you hear how Steve Smith has picked himself up a lazy $13 squillion. Joe Biden forgot Donald Trump's name. We'll cover off on that. Sad day here on the Gold Coast. We lost an iconic venue. You can hear what brought a man to tears. And Dobbo joins us. He's with the Queensland State of Origin side. He'll tell us the inside word of what's happening from Camp Marone. You can hear that and a whole heap more. If you listen to this, it's the catch-up starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Front page of the paper today, the story about... Jamie Wincup, V8 supercar driver, raced down in Bathurst last weekend. And then I thought he did something smart because there's an exemption for anyone that drives a truck, a big semi-trailer. And he's got a semi-trailer's license. So he drove one of the semi-trailers back from Bathurst and was able to forego having to go through quarantine. But the authorities caught up with him, and now he's going into quarantine. And I thought he sort of outsmarted the authorities, but turns out he hasn't. Senior Sergeant Brayden Murphy, our finest man in blue on the phone right now. Senior Sergeant, welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you, Luke, mate? You got to get up a lowly that to outsmart us.
But what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong, though? Because he was abiding by the rules, no?
Yeah, so pretty much what happens is that that has to be his normal...
Like,
even though I've got a truck license, I just can't go down to Bathurst, pick up a truck and drive it back because that's not part of my essential duty that I do every single day.
That makes sense. Otherwise, everyone would be flaunting the... that makes sense. Okay, done. I get it. So are we seeing that happen fairly often where people are stretching the rules as best as they can to try and outsmart authorities and not have to go through quarantine?
Oh, look, obviously, you know, we're into a long, long period now. It's 9 months, so people are going to try and bend and twist and, you know, get around the rules as much as they can. But, you know, we've got to be fair. We've got to treat everybody the same. And, you know, we've had other people who've done the same sort of thing. They've gone down and, you know, driven their mate's truck back and or tow truck or whatever, and we've pulled them up and they've been sent back. So I guess one rule for one and one rule for a V8 supercar driver.
I get it. I didn't know that rule. It makes perfect sense to me now. But here's my question for you. What creative ways have you seen people trying to sneak into the state? Have you seen people in boots or, you know, like I heard one story of someone being caught in amongst all of the apples in the back of a fruit truck? Have you?
We've had them all, Lukey. We've had, like you said, people in the boot. We've had people in vans. We've had people in the back of trucks. A bit like the Mexican border at some stage. I thought it was going to be like Donald Trump and build a wall.
Fair dinkum. So how do you check every boot that comes through, or do you just think, oh, this guy looks sus, I'm going to get him to pop the boot?
You know, it's funny that suspicious people have a way of acting suspicious.
Right.
And, you know, it's like the whole, trying to get that extra bottle of wine through quarantine when you come back from Bali. and you think everybody's looking at you, and normally they are. So, but, mate, look, it's, we do, and, you know, we have a lot of people who, what they'll do is they'll drive to Tweed Heads and they'll call up a tow truck, to get their car and then tow them over the border and then jump back in their car and drive off again.
Wow. Okay. I've heard of them just driving to Tweed Heads and then walking across the border and just ditching.
We've had that as well. Like, you know, but what normally happens is that at some stage they've got to come back and get their car, or, you know, we've had a few people that will drive to Tweed Heads and next minute they're walking past a checkpoint with three suitcases.
Oh.
which kind of looked a little bit obvious.
Oh, that's a classic. Hey, good on you, Brayden. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Luke. Anytime.
That's cleared that up for me. But I thought, you know what we should do this afternoon, just for fun? Let's open the phones up, 13 27 10. We've done it at the old drive-in up there at Labrador, just sneaking into things. But what have you successfully or unsuccessfully tried to sneak into? Ryan's called through from Burleigh Heads. What did you sneak into, my friend?
Hey, mate. I snuck into a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Yeah, where was that, mate? How'd you do it?
What happened was I got sold tickets by a mate of mine, and so we caught the train up on a Friday night, and we got in and got to our seats and everything, but then someone else come in and tried to also sit in our seats. They were, oh, these are our seats. We said, oh, well, no, these are our seats. And then security come up and said, well, what night's your tickets for? And we looked at ours, and ours are for the Saturday night.
And it's not so, the Saturday. That's happened so many times. Yeah, go on. So what did you do?
I just said, oh, stuff it. Well, it is what it is. So I went out, and I just had a beer at the beer garden outside, and then my mate says, he's like, oh, I'm going to go find a way in. I said, all right, mate, off you go.
And he got in. He get in.
Turns out, he found a way in.
Under the bridge is how he got in, I'm assuming. Good on you, Ryan. Yep. Let's go to Helen from Tweed Heads. Helen, is it raining down there at Tweed Heads at the moment?
I'm actually in the Nerang right now, but back home, I'm sure it would be. Yeah.
Well, how is it in Nerang? Because on the radar, it looks like Nerang's copping a little bit.
It is copping, yeah.
Heavy stuff, mate, or just sort of moderate falls?
Sort of moderate at the moment, but I'm expecting some heavy stuff.
It looks like this system's going to be with us for at least the next hour, I'd imagine. Anyway, mate, what did you sneak into?
Park life. Ages ago, I hitched a ride up to Brisbane with me mate. It was a beaut day, man. It was like, oh, it's just crazy, unforgettable. We were out the front our whole plan was to jump the festival. And anyway, we've seen this dodgy bloke out the front, bought his bike off him, which for $20. He was like, yeah, mate, you can have it. It's an old junk. We used that bike to jump on the seat and then jump over the fence and bolt it through.
I like that he thinks that the bloke that sold him the bike is a dodgy one. These guys are breaking into park life. They're not dodgy, but old mate that sold the bike's dodgy. Yeah, good on you, mate. Darren from Bigger Waters. Before we get to what you snuck into, mate, how's things at Bigger Waters? Is it raining?
Yeah, I think it's... I'm just at the lights on Brizzy Road, and, I think it's about to come down.
Yeah, so. By the way, in your neck of the woods, around Bigger Waters at Labrador, Cav's Steakhouse got knocked down today. It's been there since 1984. Richard Cavill, who started Cav's Steakhouse, is joining us on the show just after 5 o'clock to talk about Cav's going. No longer a fixture of the Gold Coast. I know, sad day, mate. What did you sneak into anyway, Darren? What did you sneak into, mate?
When I was 12, a family friend snuck me into the Angels concert in country Victoria.
Good family friend.
Yeah, great family friend. Well, I got to see Doc Neeson. Not many people have, But I definitely learned some new words that night, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, rock on, mate. Thanks so much for your call.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
How about this one? There's a mob called Koala Mattresses. I'd never heard of them, but I wish I had of a few years ago because Steve Smith has made an absolute mozza out of this mob. Koala Mattresses are in a bit of controversy this afternoon because they're doing a marketing campaign where they want to rewrite the lyrics to this old jingle.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees.
So their premise is, look, that's old school. We don't have the old rocking chair on a veranda. They want you to rewrite it and you win a mattress or something or other. And anyway, they're getting smashed on social media because everyone's going, look, if you're that concerned about Australia and, you know, being so jingoistic, why'd you move your production offshore? And Steve Smith is right behind him. And it turns out he's an ambassador for Koala Mattresses. And get this one. I found this incredible. Steve Smith, I think if I read the article correctly, might have the years wrong here, but it was something like 6 years ago, Steve Smith invests $100,000 into this mob. That $100,000 is now worth $13 million for Steve Smith. They're saying he's made more out of Koala Mattresses than he has out of cricket. How much would you love that, mate? So he obviously loves the company. Why wouldn't you? If you put $100,000 in, you get $13 million back, you'd love him as well. And he said that I'm actually going to write a little jingle for them and try and enter this competition because I've recently picked up the guitar and I'm quite enjoying writing music. And I went, oh, this is a perfect excuse for us to replay Steve Smith's little little song that he put out on social media a couple of weeks ago. If you missed it, Steve Smith's holed up in some hotel quarantining or whatever he's doing, social distancing or isolating, and he decided it was a good idea to put out a song of him on the guitar. You make up your own mind. Have a go. Steve Smith, our former Australian cricket captain.
Never stood by the pyramids or hiked up the Great Divide. I've never been to Times Square to celebrate the new year, and I've never seen Willie Nelson live. If I never get to, that's alright. Cause I've seen you with your hair down and your bare feet, dancing around the living room, spilling wine on your dress. And I've seen you on a bench seat in a tank top and your blue jeans, getting your lipstick on my neck.
Do you think he thinks he sounds good? Like, does he hear what we hear? Because I'm telling you, when I'm in the shower, I think I sound like Pavarotti. And then I get out and I sound like Steve Smith. In the shower, I sound like Aerosmith. As soon as I get out of the shower, I sound like Steve Smith.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
How about this one? Not long now until US election. Joe Biden is favourite to win. I was checking on Sportsbet, which is where I go to for all of my political information. Sportsbet were telling me this morning that Joe Biden's paying $1.45 to win and Donald Trump at $2.85. I back Trump, mate. I put money on Trump because I remember last time I went, there's no way Trump will win, and he did. And so I've backed him this time at $2.85. And this Joe Biden, people are saying that he's getting a bit on. He's 77, I believe. And he's about to be, you know, maybe become president of the United States. My question is, who starts a new job at 77? Like, what 77-year-old do you know that's starting a new job at 77? Good on him, you know, but he's forgetting things. He forgot Donald Trump's name the other day. He's getting panned for it. Have a listen.
What kind of country are we going to be? Four more years of Georgia, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Look, he kind of made up for it, but you know that he thought George W. Bush was still president of the United States. You know that. You can see what he was doing. He should just call everyone old, mate. He should just call everyone digger. That's what my grandpa used to do when he was getting on a bit. Everyone was digger. I ran into old digger down at the bowls club, and if he did that, he could get away with it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
It's funny, I drove past Cav's Steakhouse yesterday. Only yesterday I drove past Cav's on Frank Street at Labrador there. And then I kept driving up to my brother's joint at Runaway Bay, and I saw a brand new Cav's Steakhouse on Bayview Street, Runaway Bay, which looks pretty schmick, I've got to say. And then I read in the paper today, and I think this is a sad day for the Gold Coast, Cav's Steakhouse, the original, the one that's been there for a billion years, getting demolished today, which I think is sad. It's been such an iconic part of the coast. Richard Cavill is the man that started Cav Steakhouse back in the days on the phone right now. Richard, how are you, mate?
Hey, Lukey, how are you?
Good, mate. So what's happened, mate? Have you knocked it down today? Has it been demolished?
Yep, she's all gone. She's really? Got a little bit left. Yeah, a little bit left, but mostly all gone.
Mate, I went and had dinner at Cav's, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. It was your second last night, and I got to have a chat with you, and I was unaware of the story of Cav Steakhouse. You started this, mate, when you were a young fella back in the day here on the coast, right?
I was, yep, 1984.
So, and I was doing the math. So you must have been, what, in your early 20s or something, you start a restaurant? Is that what it was?
I was 21 years of age, youngest licensee in Queensland at that stage. So it was a big thing for me to start something and build it up over the years.
Wow, good on you, mate. And it's been your life's work. Cav Steakhouse is a legendary joint, started by a 21-year-old back in 1984, and it's been in the same place and all those memories, and today you saw it get demolished to the ground. How are you feeling?
I drove past pretty quick, I must say. I dropped the kids at school and drove past pretty quick. So, no, a bit sad, but, you know, we've got to move on. Things are looking brighter in the years to come, so we've got a new 2021 model being released tomorrow for new Cavills, yeah.
And that's the one that I saw, mate. I saw that. It's got the signage up on it at Bayview Street, Runaway Bay.
Yep.
Looks awesome, mate. Exciting times, but I just thought I'd wanted to get you on because I know so many Gold Coasters have got a history with your restaurant that you started back in 84, and it's no longer there, mate. Where are the cows?
The cows, we've got one here and two are out on adjustment. And one's wanting to come back, so we're working on trying to get a second one. So hopefully you'll see that here soon, not too dear future.
Mate, did you shed a tear today? Seriously?
Yeah, it got to me a bit, mate, I've got to admit.
I don't blame you. You've put your heart and soul into this joint, and then you think back to you, and quite frankly, the balls that you showed as a 21-year-old to go and back yourself and believe in yourself enough to open your own restaurant. Could you imagine that you would have got as many years out of that place that you did?
It was never planned to get that many, Luke, I can tell you. But I just, I loved it and I loved the customers. And, you know, the best part about it was seeing all those customers grow over those years where the, you know, they came in, the customers brought the kids in and now the kids are growing up and they're bringing their kids in. So, you know, that was the best part of it. So, yeah, real proud of my customers.
Richard, it doesn't end, mate. It's just got a different place for us to all go to, mate. But you've been a massive part of the coast and want to get you on today and pay tribute to you. And look forward to the new joint opening, mate.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it, mate.
There he goes, Richard Cavill. What a story. I think that's remarkable that he started that back in as a 21-year-old.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Look who's graced us with his presence, the great Dobbo.
Royalty.
NRL's best league insiders waltzed into the studio just like the good old days, mate. And I assume you're here because the Queensland State of Origin side is holed up somewhere here on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, Uncle Wayne sent me down here. He's got a message for me. So, hello, Luke.
Yes.
And Jez, good to be in here. And look, while I was here, I mean, while we're battling the cyclonic conditions outside and the weather, I thought I'd give everybody a little bit of an Origin update. I was at Seabus today. Can I just say, I marvel, and I did it again today, at what a wonderful stadium Seabus Stadium is.
This is where the Queenslanders are training.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, when you see Mal Meninga, an immortal walkout, you see Neil Henry, the former Titans coach, walk out as assistant, then the great man, Uncle Wayne, walks out. I mean, If that alone can't get you up for a sheer experience,
Ed
I don't know. And Alf. Mm. Yeah, Alf was there. You know, they've got a really good, really great coaching staff around them. I'm going to say this now. I think Queensland are specials next week. And I know a lot of people will shout me down, but I'm going to tell you why.
Go on.
This will be the forward pack that starts for Queensland next week, next Wednesday night. It won't be announced, but this will be it.
Can I just say, to add credibility to what you're about to say here, that Dobbo, in a moment of absolute name-dropping and show-offing a moment ago, before we got on air, showed me his phone, and he had just had a 15-minute phone call with Wayne Bennett. He goes, look who I've been on the phone with for five minutes.
No, anyway,
you did say, Dobbo.
Whatever, Luke.
So anyway, I would never do that. I'm assuming this is straight from the horse's mouth.
He's my uncle.
Go ahead.
Look, Tino Fasua-Mali, he'll be here as a Gold Coast Titan next year, but he's just won a premiership for the Melbourne Storm. He'll be in your front row. Jake Friend, three-time premiership player for the Roosters. He'll be there as the number nine. You have Josh Papali. Well, we know what he did. He's the quickest front row we've ever seen. We saw what he did to Jamal Fogarty from the Gold Coast Titans, and he's an absolute legend. You'll have Kafusi, premiership player. Jaden Sua, absolute lunatic hitman from South Sydney. And Christian Walsh, who just won a premiership. If that can't say, that's as good a forward pack as you'll get. That is your starting forward pack.
Jai Arrow won't be in the starting.
Jai Arrow will be off the bench. Wow. And I think that's the right. I spoke to Jai today. And look, you know, he's a perfect bench player. He can play on the edge. He can play at 13 in the middle as well. And he provides some punch. Let the dog off the chain.
I've got to say, Dobbo, you've given me some hope here because I honestly expect that we're probably going to cop a shellacking given that we've got an inexperienced side, but that's a bloody good forward pack.
It's a really good forward pack. And the big thing I spoke to Wayne about, I did have a chat to Wayne this morning. He said, we've got no dramas in scoring points. We just got to be able to tackle. So expect Brenko Lee, who has won a premiership for the Melbourne Storm, defensively unbelievable on one side. And I know this is a bolter. Kurt Capewell from the Penrith Panthers. He might not have a heap in attack, but defensively he's sound. He'll be the other centre. Well, he'll have Gagai and Xavier Coates from the Broncos on the wing, AJ Brimson fullback in the halves, Cherry Evans and Munster. I'm telling you, believe, if you're a Queenslander, believe. I watched them train today. There's no dickheads in the team.
Right.
And so you know what? There's no, and I don't want to be rude, you know, polarizing personalities. These are young guys, experience at club level, not so much experience, and they want to play. They want to wear the jersey. They want to be there, and you watch them next Wednesday night.
You got me fired up. You told us, Dobbo, they're staying out there at the Sheridan Mirage. We can't get to them, though, because they're still in the bubble. Is that right?
That's correct. Do you know Jaden Sewer's family? He hasn't seen them. He's placed for South Sydney. He's been down locked in Sydney. He hasn't seen his family or Brisbane people. They drive down with some gear, some Maggi noodles, because he loves them. Like, you know, surprise, surprise. He gets in trouble because they dropped the bag at the counter. They didn't even see him. He's in trouble because of the COVID. They can't even go to the beach.
Yeah, so...
not allowed to play golf. They go to their rooms. They've got a ping pong table there. Then they go to training. And then they go back. How would you like to have to spend that time with Wayne Bennett the whole time, mate? You'd absolutely want to go and put yourself to sleep. Like, I mean...
but I know that Channel 9 Gold Coast were trying to track down the guys and get some shots of them down the beach and this sort of stuff. And no. I said, I don't think they can go to the beach. So they're on the beach, but they're not allowed to go for a swim.
They can see the surf from their rooms, but they are not allowed... I don't know what you catch, how you catch COVID walking along a bit of sand and diving into the surf. But what? For some unknown reason... Queensland Health, we love you. Yes, you've done a good job for the last 6 weeks. You shut the borders. Well done, blah, blah. But get over it. I mean, there's an election coming. Just, it's all based around this election. And I don't want to get political, but if they seem to be walking down there, some do-goody shit, they're allowed to go to the beach and they're breaking the bubble.
Yeah,
who
right.
cares?
Yeah, okay.
Let them go. They're young men.
So,
you know what?
So they are sticking to it, though?
100%. They're not allowed. When we went and had the interviews with the players... we were standing over a fence 2 metres away. They had to stand on a yellow line 2 metres away, and we held sticks with our phones and bring them back and forth to record. We weren't allowed to actually go up and record them like that.
I noticed after the grand final the other day that the interviewers had these blue gloves on, which I guess is some COVID restrictions type style. And then Freddie Fittler did an interview with, who's the other Smith? Braden Smith?
Yeah, Brandon Smith.
Brandon Smith. And then Brandon Smith at the end hugged Freddie, and as soon as he did, Freddie just moved away. You're not supposed to have...
not allowed to touch him.
But even though Freddie's going to be the State of Origin coach for New South Wales...
he hasn't got into the bubble yet, see? Once you go into the bubble, then you're clean. It doesn't matter, but he was out of the bubble at
right.
that stage.
Yeah, because they pulled away as quick as they possibly could. So this is unique. So for a 12-year-old kid listening to this, Dobbo, he wants to go and get a photo with Cam Munster in the Queensland State of Origin side. The chances are pretty minimal.
Take it off your TV next Wednesday night.
You're not going to be able to do it.
Going to be able to do it. No. Look, they fly in. They'll fly in. So just for everybody to know, they'll fly in. They train next Tuesday at Suncorp Stadium for their captain's run. They stay at the W in Brisbane next Tuesday night and day of game. So Wednesday morning, they fly to Adelaide.
Oh, really?
Play, and they come home Wednesday night and bus back to the Mirage. So if you want to see the bus come back, I reckon it's 5 a.m. Thursday morning, win, lose, or draw, that Queensland Origin team. And you know what they've got to do? They've got to turn around and be ready to go for the following Wednesday in Sydney. This is going to be the hardest series. You want to talk about hard series? This is a hard series.
And where's New South Wales based out of? And do they have to fly in and out?
Yeah, they've got the same. They've got the same scenario. They are based, obviously, right near ANZ Stadium and got the Centre of Excellence there, this Origin Centre of Excellence. Ugh. So they're staying there. But they can't go anywhere. And they've got to fly to Adelaide game of. Obviously, they have game two in Sydney and game three
up
back
here.
Up here on the 4th of November or whenever.
18th of November.
It's here.
Hey, thanks for that, Dobbo. So the bottom line is, doesn't look like you're going to get to mingle with the Queensland State of Origin side. It is good to have them in town. You're just not going to know that they're here. That's the bottom line. It's the Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast